Morning, fellas.
Hey, good morning. So MMA fights coming to Seven Feathers this weekend. We call it the Mother's Day Knockout, and we've given away some tickets for some moms. And a lot of people pretty juiced up, pretty excited about this. You are a local guy. You've been in Green pretty much your whole life. Tell us first off, how'd you get started in the MMA fighting? Were you one of those kids that were like, we're going to take your energy and we're going to put you in the gym, that way you don't beat up the neighbors? What, is there any truth to that?
No. I was fairly lucky enough to have some friends who did judo growing up, and they had both their parents, and when the teacher got new mats, his mom didn't want a bunch of teenagers over there fighting every day, but I had a single dad who was a Marine and watched a lot of boxing, so he was all about it.
Okay.
We got a group of our friends out there training, and then we got into judo. And then one day, my teacher's like, hey, the cage fights are coming to town. You should fight. And I was like, I don't know, sensei. And he said, I'm signed up, and that was it. And I went undefeated for a while, and then that was a new thing. We all just got into cage fighting.
So you're undefeated. So you're probably feeling a little confident. Have you lost?
Oh, not anymore.
Yeah,
that was a while ago. You know, y'all take an L eventually.
Yeah, you're like you walk in a little cocky, and all of a sudden, next thing you know, you're on the mat. And you're like, what the heck just happened?
It does happen, but that's when you learn the most.
Yeah.
Hopefully not this time.
Yeah. So, we wanted to ask you a few fun questions, and if there's anything else that you want us to chat about, we can do that. But one of the have you ever what is the most awkward thing you've done to psych out an opponent before a fight? Have you done anything like that?
No, I'm usually pretty respectful, but if I had to pick something, I would say one time we got really close and the guy got in my face, and I might have accidentally headbutted him a little bit.
Oh. You know, yeah, that's
he was in my bubble. I was in my bubble, and I kind of leaned forward, and it worked. It worked because I won that fight.
That sounds aggressive. Yeah.
It happens.
Excuse me, sir. You're in my bubble.
Yeah, as long as you don't do it to the lady that's a close talker over at Safeway or something like that.
Yeah.
You're fine.
No.
Here's another question. We had listeners write in. Do you ever practice your mean mug face in the mirror, or does it just come naturally? Is it, how do you turn? Because you seem like a respectful young man.
You're a friendly fellow.
He's calling everybody sir. So how do you transform that into the rage that goes into MMA fighting?
Not to be weird, but it's kind of like a switch, you know. You go through life and you go through all this stuff, and you can't really express the aggression towards people, you know, even if they deserve it. And then finally, you get a chance to let it all free, man. You get to find out. You bring
all your road rage out onto the mat. You're like, cut me off, I'll show you.
You do. Hopefully, yeah.
I was next in line for the Starbucks. How dare you cut me off? I could be an MMA fighter. I get a lot of aggression, apparently.
Well, I used to.
I think you would do wonderful.
I used to know a biker. Everybody was afraid of him because his name was Gorilla, and I don't think that was his real name.
Birth certificate, really?
Yeah, I'm not really sure. But Gorilla was one of the sweetest guys you knew. But when this guy came to throw down, and if you ever got in his face, I understand he was a very angry individual.
Gorilla,
right. Like that. Do you got a nickname?
I used to be the warehouse warrior because I worked at UPS for a really long time, and then I worked in the warehouse at the casino for a while, but now I'm a VIP host, so I'm not sure if I'm going to change the name up or what.
The VIP Ripper.
Yeah, well, you got Freer, so you just drop an R, and then you got Fear, so I'm thinking you got a stage name
Mr.
in the
Fear.
Future.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to have a buddy. He was a Marine, too. His name was Tyler Moog, and he used to call me Mike No Fear Freer.
There.
A pretty wild guy.
That's it.
I think it's right. I think right there. I think
the
you
fact
go
that
with
you
that.
Said I used to have a friend scares me. Oh.
I trained with them too long.
So how long do you train for something like these MMA fights that are going to be out there at Seven Feathers this Saturday?
Oh, I've been training all year. I actually teach Thursdays and Fridays at Winston Martial Arts. My buddy owns a gym. We actually have a lot of local guys out there. Like I said, I'm getting a little bit older now. I'm about 36. It's usually about the end of a career for an MMA fighter, but we got like some 21-year-old kids out there fighting, so It was pretty exciting.
Yeah, I'm looking at this card. Looks like you've got five, including yourself, from Roseburg.
Yeah, it's going to be a great show. I know Vargas, Angel, and Dale, they're all ready. They've been training really hard, and you can see it in the gym. It's a beautiful thing.
Is Dale his stage name? I feel like it lacks a little bit of the intensity that I was expecting. We got Mike No Fear Freer and Dale.
Hey. Well, he could use Gorilla, because Gorilla's not anywhere near us, so you could use Gorilla.
There you go. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Any other things you'd like us to ask? We wanted to ask you, like, any weird food combos you might try to make weight with. Is that something that you guys have to really consider when you're in the process, or is it just something that it just comes with the territory?
You know, a lot of people are pretty good at it. It's kind of rougher for me. I'm cutting a good amount of weight for this fight. I make a weird combo of juice before, like a couple weeks before. I call it lickle juice. It's lemon and pickle juice.
Oh.
I don't know, man. Eesh. It just makes you not hungry when you drink it, but it tastes good.
It works. I'm not hungry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Something kind of moved in my tummy a little bit when you said it, too. I wasn't really sure. Yeah. Lemon juice and pickle juice, huh?
I'm telling you, man, it makes a good marinade for chicken. But yeah, I just drink that stuff straight, like a shot, and I'm not hungry for a little while.
Sounds like you just made gasoline. Is what you made.
So, so you're gonna be fighting a gentleman, Grady Behrens, right, from Canada.
Yes, sir. My original opponent was supposed to be a guy from Eugene. He had to pull out of the fight, so they're flying in Grady from Canada.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, so everyone keeps saying go America, and I'm all about it, you know, but it's not East versus West, it's man versus man.
Yeah, anything to kind of get you fired up, I guess. I would imagine having a crowd chanting USA is probably going to get you juiced pretty good for that fight.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right.
It should be a fairly local crowd, too, so...
Yeah.
It'll be a good fight.
And you're going to have a lot of moms that have a lot of angst. I've noticed that. So it's going to be a lot of fun out there at Seven Feathers Casino. I understand a few tickets still available. Michael No Fear Freer. That's what we're just going to call you from now on. We're just going to give you the name. You don't have to stick with it, but I think we're going to go with that.
Well, when I win, I'll let you guys know that's the name I use.
Yeah.
When I see the glitter on the back of your shorts, I'll be like, that is a trademark.
Yeah, give us a call back on Monday. Let us know how you did, because I don't think we're going to be able to get up there, but would love to hear the results and maybe hear any stories you got for us. That would be awesome.
Yes, sir. Will do.
I promise. Right. I promise to hang up on you twice.
Yeah, and look at that. He's still kind after that. Yeah. Yeah, I've got to be honest with you. I still don't want to get in the ring with you. That's all I know.
No, no, no.
All right. Michael, thank you for your time, and good luck to you this weekend out at Seven Feathers. Should be a lot of fun. The MMA fights, and like I said, good luck, man, to you and everybody, and all the local boys.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. Have a great day.
All right. Take care of yourself, and I'll get that audio out to you, my brother. Good luck.
Thanks, man. Appreciate you.
All right. Later. All right. Bye-bye.